It is interesting that humor, although it can be silly and often funny, does teach us something. It's like the guy who was asked, "Did you sleep well last night?" And he said, "No, I made a few mistakes." It's a passive thing to sleep. But in today's gospel, Jesus reminds us that there are sins of commission and omission. Things that we do and things we don't do that we should. Lazarus was suffering. And sometimes we think that we are not affected by what we do or what we don't do. But if you remember Isaac Newton's third law of motion, what does it say? That for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Whatever I do or I don't do affects me. I am always the first person affected by my choices. I remember many years ago, there was a song called Gangster's Paradise. And it's a funny song because it's a true song. He goes, "As I walk through this valley of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. But I ain't never hurt anyone who didn't deserve it." When we seek retribution, when we say, "I was just defending myself," always remind yourself of that third law of motion. Whatever you do to someone else, you do to yourself. If it is an action of hatred or revenge, you become a person of hatred and a vengeful person. And if you neglect to do something good, you become a person who neglects to do the things they do. And that song, Gangster's Paradise, ends with a few words. "Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?" So the next time you think you deserve revenge, you deserve to fight back. And I don't say defend yourself. Everyone has a right to defend themselves physically and verbally. But to go beyond that, to cause pain and to hurt someone, always think to yourself, what is that making me? How is that changing me? Because what you do and what you say always affects you first. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every thought and for every deed, it changes who I am. So we want to make sure that we do good things, things that bring peace and joy to the world. And this way, we become peaceful and joyful people. Slava Isusu Christu.